just a swig of Blue Spark for the working man and the working woman, the official sponsor for this week's edition of PS to WWE, our post WrestleMania 34 edition, where we're still very tired.
Yeah.
How much sleep did you have, Tom Maguire?
3 hours.
I think I had a bit longer than that.
We had a little WrestleMania party. We hope you enjoyed WrestleMania 2. Welcome along to Proper Sport Does WWE.
Yeah. Drink responsibly.
Yeah.
You know when you get these things now at the self-checkouts, they actually have to say you're over 25. It's like buying booze or cigs.
Yeah, but I kind of agree with that because they're so full of sugar. The sugar tax is going to be a killer on them.
It's not working.
Yeah. But we needed them because it was a 7-hour show.
7 1/4 hours, wasn't it? Did it go about 5:15? That might have just been our internet. Because it was slightly delayed.
We were on about a 2-minute delay, fair.
Because whenever you go on Twitter, you'd find out the results, and it's like, oh, yeah. Spoiler alert. Not that for some of those I was much bothered, but...
It's such a shame that because this was WrestleMania 34, would have been nice if it was just episode 34, but it's not. It's episode 33 of Proper Sport Does WWE.
If we'd have done 2 episodes last week, what we said we were going to do, then we would have done, but we didn't.
So. No.
Tough. And we also, did we mention our new feature on last week's show?
No, we didn't.
Oh, that's all right. We'll start it next week then.
Okay. WrestleMania 34 overall is the grandest stage of them all, the granddaddy of them all.
How many times?
The showcase of the malls, things like that. Overall, Richard, as a show, what are your thoughts?
How many times have we said on this programme about many and various WWE events, watch the first half and then don't watch the last few matches or whatever?
A few.
And... I think you can watch up to... The SmackDown tag match was all right, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So watch up to that, and then... maybe you want to watch Undertaker and Cena just because for the entrances. And then turn it off?
Maybe.
Do you think?
I don't know. This struck me as a good show filled with very big moments.
Yeah.
In a very odd schedule.
A good show, which could have been better and had some interesting booking decisions.
Yep. Let's start with the top one.
Let's start with the main event.
The main event, of course, between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. It felt longer than 15 minutes.
It did feel longer than 15 minutes. But that was also because it was nearly 5 o'clock in the morning.
But I'll give him that.
But still.
6 F5s it took for Roman Reigns to be defeated. That's double The Undertaker when he lost his streak in the same building. Now, I know it's not real and all these things. Story-wise, this is the reason that people don't like Roman. And the fact is, this is proven over and over and over again. This is simply not going to work.
But what an odd final shot of the programme being that it's Roman Reigns wandering off having lost. Did they expect a standing ovation for him or something?
Very long shot on him.
It wasn't as if it was one of those matches where you come off the back of it and go, whoa, what a great match. He really, took it to Brock Lesnar. He nearly won the match. Or what, I hope he wins next time. It was just a bit meh.
So does this prove that Roman Reigns... Vince is clearly, his little prep project is just not working because for the fourth main event in a row, it's not really worked.
We already knew that, didn't we? And I don't think I don't know what more they can do to change
turn him
things.
Heel, maybe, is the last option. Right. And we'll see. Overall, I thought his performance was a bit better, but this is the sort of thing. People are arguing that Roman Reigns, who's not a part-timer, did a good job, bled literally.
Yeah,
he got
hit on the left side of his head, and he bled from the right side of his head.
I didn't notice that. It's just one of those things of another part time are going to stay with the belt, so that's how much they value
the Brock Universal
Lesnar
title,
so much more.
The Universal title's been on around the waist of a part timer for
a year,
and well more because when Goldberg had it,
he
wasn't all the time, was he? So.
And with Punk's record coming up, it's clear that they're going with this sort of route, but we'll see.
And with a million titles anyway.
9 title matches.
Yeah. With so many titles, you've already got... they've already increased the prestige of the Intercontinental title, haven't they? In the way it's been booked and looked after in recent months.
Yes.
So it's important. Much like the US title is on SmackDown, even though their world titles defending more often. Brock Lesnar wins, and I had the feeling he's not going to go to UFC. We still don't know that, of course, to be the case. We're recording this, of course, before Raw tonight, so we don't know if, Andrade Cien Almas is going to come up from NXT and beat him on Raw. But the interesting thing is WrestleMania is always the full stop on 1 year and the start of a new paragraph on the next. But I'm not sure what the direction is for a lot of storylines.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll have to find out over the next 2 days on Raw and SmackDown, because both world title matches are... Well, not both world title matches, of course, because there's the post-match stuff on the AJ stuff. We'll come to that in a moment. But there's no reason for a Brock Lesnar-Roman Reigns rematch. But also, who's the number one contender now to Brock Lesnar? Who should be fighting him for the world title? Universal title.
No idea, because pretty much he's gone through Braun.
Yeah.
But Braun's in the tag team division now. Samoa Joe, if he comes back, maybe.
That's already beaten.
Bobby Lashley, maybe. Of course, we're dealing with the rumour mill again.
Who's on... Because the Superstar Shake-Up will be coming soon.
I think like a week or two, yeah.
So there could be someone from SmackDown come across.
Couldn't be AJ again, because we've seen it.
Yeah. And also you'd think there's still unfinished business with AJ and Nakamura.
Yeah.
But there's some from NXT, and again, whether those come up on NXT today, tomorrow, or in the shake-up, I think it makes more impact if it's the one after WrestleMania, doesn't it? Because more people watch Raw tonight than usually would do.
Yeah, Raw after Mania is always, obviously, it's his own thing.
Yeah.
And it's always usually one of the best Raws of the year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But at the moment, this is the thing. You've got to think of it just as WrestleMania as a whole. Like you just said, it's the full stop of the year and the start of a new year. And we don't really know what's going on with certain things. And I don't understand... And I keep coming back to it, the Roman thing, because he is the main star of WWE. He's been painted that way, and it's clearly not working. So what's happening going forward with that? It was the most disinteresting main event in a very long time. And that was proven by the crowd saying, this is awful.
I know people get upset about things like that and the beach ball and stuff or whatever, but people have just decided they ain't buying Roman Reigns. Maybe he needs to go away for a while.
Maybe he needs to turn heel. Maybe he needs a different character. Maybe he needs a new entrance theme. Yeah. Maybe he needs to be not the character he has been for the past 6 years.
I'd keep him off TV for a few months.
Maybe.
There's no reason to have him on, though, if you've got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Where's his obvious next fight? I don't know. So, that's the Universal title.
Well, we might as well stick with the titles and just go with the AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. 20 minutes.
Yeah, the thing with this is... And I saw someone compare this on Twitter last night when I was searching through, probably during the main event. When you build up a match to be the greatest thing you're ever going to see...
The dream match, yes.
Chances are there's a good possibility it won't be. I think of Bret and Shawn in the Iron Man match at WrestleMania 12, which...
It tears people.
I remember watching it live, and I also remember watching it in the future, having watched it back. I think it's a very dull match because the pacing is for a match that goes 60 minutes, yes, but there's no falls.
No.
There's no drama in it because you can tell at one point it's just going to go the distance and nothing's going to happen. And I don't think it's a great match. And people disagree on that. And the other one is a famous one from 93. So SummerSlam 93, Shawn Michaels versus Mr. Perfect, the two greatest intercontinental champions of all time. That was the build-up. Must be a dream match. Didn't live up to the hype at all.
Yeah.
So when you build these things up, they don't always deliver. And this didn't deliver.
It's one of the reasons I don't like it.
Five-star classic everyone wanted it to be.
It's one of the reasons I don't like the way that WWE, when they use the word dream match, usually it means it's already set here and it's got to get all the way from here. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it a bit, but I thought I'd enjoy it more.
The thing is, it was good but not great.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Yeah,
or very good, but not excellent.
But the moment afterwards, so obviously AJ Styles retaining. Yeah. Personally, I think
that's
good.
Was a surprise.
It was a bit of a surprise, but I'm happy about that because it does show of the year. Again, coming back to the point of this is a full stop. He has been the guy this year. So well done, AJ Styles. Shinsuke Nakamura, though, stealing the moment, which was brilliant. And I thought it was really good, actually, the way he was presenting the title. I thoroughly got sucked in. And then, bam, low blow. He starts cursing. He starts kicking him sharply. Heel Nakamura could be the coolest character on WWE television.
I wonder, his return to fantasy booking, if he wins the title on SmackDown and then AJ goes to Raw. Because at least...
Maybe.
Because then that gets that out of the way. And then you start building up, perhaps, Daniel Bryan versus Nakamura. Because now you've got all those...
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if they move Daniel Bryan to Raw.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly. Well, is he going to fight Brock Lesnar?
That is a match that he's wanted. And it's a match I think we want. But at the end of the day, as well, I'm coming back to Brock again. It's that every match is the same. Yeah. And I'm getting less interested. Yeah. He is losing his draw, in my opinion.
Yeah.
As a, you know, huge part-timer or whatever, because his matches are all the same.
Is there anything more we can say about AJ and Shinsuke Nakamura? Entrance.
We just hope for more, I think.
Yeah, maybe the rematch will be better.
Yeah. So, well done, Shinsuke Dax, on turning heel. Yeah. I think kind of going through like the major storylines, then, we've got to go with Rousey. Obviously.
This was the best match on the card.
It was fantastic.
This was superb.
This match was so much better than expected and should have been. It was brilliant.
Exactly what WWE does best in terms of, as they call it, sports entertainment.
It was so entertaining. So many moments. And it went on so much longer than you thought.
Kurt Angle looked good.
Looked great. Dropped the straps.
I think as we said in the preview to this, Kurt Angle and Triple H would do the lion's share of the stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's just down to Ronda and Steph to do some spots. But it went on a lot longer than that. And Ronda Rousey looked very good. Now, we don't know how much choreography has gone on in the build-up to this, but...
Doesn't matter.
On the big stage, it looked good.
It looked really good.
I mean, Stephanie should still tap out quicker, but she doesn't. So,
yeah.
But still, it was good.
And there were moments
gonna go
where...
I'm going to go beat up your wife.
Yeah,
that was a great line.
Very great line. Overall, Rousey's first performance in the WWE ring was absolutely brilliant.
She was very good.
She didn't show much sloppiness, and when the sloppiness did come, and it was very little, it was actually often the fault of Steph.
Yeah, who is not a professional wrestler.
No.
So,
you know, she might be, she might keep herself in great shape, as they kept on mentioning. That's great, and, you know, she doesn't need to get in shape. She stays in shape. Yeah. Who cares? I thought... It was really, really good. Far better than I expected it to be.
Far
better than it should have been, probably.
Yes.
Rousey's first performance, it was a memorable one.
Yeah.
And that's what you want in it.
The key word, it was entertaining.
Entertaining.
There wasn't a point where it drifted off, was there? It was
consistent. And that 20 minutes flew by.
Yeah.
So well done to all four involved. And you know something, I was thinking it was going to be absolutely rubbish.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Well, it always has the potential to be, doesn't it?
That it was the match of the night on a match card that had Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
Exactly.
Does that not prove kind of where they're going wrong in WWE? Mm. You look at the way that WrestleMania is booked and the way that NXT TakeOver is booked. Someone said this on Twitter and it's absolutely true. They are not one and the same. The fact is NXT TakeOver is a wrestling show, whereas sports entertainment is on WWE WrestleMania.
I really enjoyed that. It was the best match of the night for me. Where are we going after that one then? Undertaker and Cena, because that was the...
I'd like to go Undertaker and Cena, but I think the most shocking thing out of all of them, because we expected Undertaker to come, was Oscar.
The story we always say is if you bat the outsiders on the wrestling, there's usually one which will come off. And there was at least three tonight, AJ, Brock, and Charlotte, all outsiders, all won their title matches. And I'm not sure what the point of this was.
Well, what, Charlotte beating Oscar?
Yeah.
I think it's purely to build up towards Rousey versus Charlotte.
But I think you could do that anyway.
Yeah, I do.
I
don't know what Oscar...
that must mean Charlotte's going to turn heel at some point.
She's been a great heel. She has already proved that. But maybe it's because Charlotte and the Flair name carries such weight with the Vince McMahon. That's better than when, you know, getting over with Oscar. Oscar's character has been brilliant, and you were saying it for months, that the reason that she's great is because she's different and she's a badass. That character may now be different. Yeah. But Oscar seems delighted by the loss, seems almost relieved by the loss. Maybe she can play into that. Maybe she's more dangerous. Well, but it depends on how well they're going to book this, and that's where I'm very, very worried for Oscar going into the future.
So she's still on Raw or SmackDown now?
No, exactly, we don't know.
We'll find out in the Superstar Shaker.
I was shocked by that. I could not believe that she tapped out.
Yeah, I just didn't really understand the point of... Charlotte would have lost nothing by losing.
No. And Oscar needed it more than Charlotte.
Otherwise, you may as well have had Asuka actually lose the belt to Ember Moon. Because it would have raised Ember Moon up in NXT, and she never really got elevated by winning the title.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that was the first big surprise, wasn't it?
So that was the first big surprise. And then from there, obviously, I think...
Well, after that match is when John Cena ran down, wasn't it?
Yeah, which is brilliant.
Because he was sat at ringside.
It's done brilliant on the internet. Fan. Everyone's turned it into a meme already. God bless you, internet. I'd like to say don't change. There are bits I would love the internet to change, but never mind. Undertaker defeating John Cena in a very shocking burial. Who would have thought that?
It was
3 minutes, less than three minutes.
It was strange.
But what does it serve?
What was the point? I don't know.
Either of them. What does it serve? Again, WrestleMania. It serves them nothing.
But again, the thing with Undertaker is, as soon as he lost his winning streak at WrestleMania, it was pointless.
Yeah.
When he won the next year, it's like, oh.
But that also now means sod all for the previous WrestleMania match with Roman, where he left his thing in the ring.
But then it reappeared.
Oh, shock.
Magic.
Yeah.
I can't say I'm...
Depending upon where... Obviously, John's going pretty much part-time now, even more so.
Yeah. Well, they promised something and it happened. Now...
Well, no, they didn't promise it.
Well, no, but...
They were teasing it.
When they say it's going to happen and it, you know...
Yeah.
If Undertaker had turned up, people would have complained. I guess the thing with it now is Undertaker back? Because Michael Cole's commentary suggested he is, but I'm sure they've done that before and he never is.
Well, maybe he challenges Undertaker being back means that he could have one match at Survivor Series and he's back.
Yeah, SummerSlam. I don't know.
That sucked.
So that happened.
For me, honestly.
Elias was good.
Yeah, I understand. I thought Elias deserved a better spot. Personally, but Undertaker defeating John Cena, don't get me wrong, everyone loves The Undertaker coming out at WrestleMania with his slow entrance, looking magical and everything, and it got me off the edge of my seat going, when the lightning came, lights went off and everything, but the match was awful.
Yeah,
but I don't know what I'm expecting from a 53-year-old man who's had a hip replacement. So
that's fair enough.
Yeah, never mind.
So that was that. That was exciting.
Not really.
Where do you want to go next, then? Do we talk about the semi-main event? Match number 13 on the card, which was odd.
Oh, right, okay. Now, I'm a fan of this, and I don't know if you are.
I'm not necessarily not a fan.
Okay, Braun Strowman and his mystery partner versus Dabar.
You know what? By the time, in a couple of days, because we'll know tonight on Raw, I reckon they'll strip him of the tag team titles. Because you can't have a kid wrestling.
Yeah. You got the moment.
You can't have a kid being the world tag team.
No, he's got school and stuff.
And he can't get licensed by the State Athletic Commission. So
the tweet of the night for me was Adam Pacini saying, "Let us breaking: Nicholas has been found
the wellness policy.
For wellness policy. He's been suspended for 30 days.
Hall
well
of Fame
done,
2019." So they'll strip them of the titles or something. Maybe they'll give them back to the Bar, which would be rubbish, or have a tournament.
I'll tell you what, if they had a tournament, it'd help the Revival, it'd help Balor Club, it'd help Mr. Raj and things like that.
Bring in perhaps Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
I don't see what more they have to do in NXT, NXT or Sanity, something like that. Because then you add Nikki Cross into the women's division as well. So there's options there.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But
I liked the moment.
It was daft.
It was daft.
Braun Strowman is really over.
Yes. And that's for that reason, he should have been in the main event.
I think that's
how many
before,
times have I said this?
He's really good. Well, maybe that's where Brock Lesnar goes next. Maybe
but they've already done. They've
know,
already done it.
I know.
And they've done it in a triple threat.
Maybe. Braun Strowman, of course, is not the world's greatest wrestler, but he has a lot of personality.
No.
And that came through in this segment. So it was funny how he walked past all these wrestlers, and I spotted No Way Jose in the crowd. And
I know,
Walked past all these wrestlers from NXT or whatever.
Got people thinking, though, and it was like,
yeah.
So,
and probably in reality, it's better than, you know, bringing in a Samoa Joe or whatever, because obviously it's going to be a throwaway thing, and they're not going to be the tag team champions, really.
And then go into the feud.
Save the thing for something else.
But to be fair, for the little lad, it was a nice little moment, and I don't know why I really enjoyed it.
It's professional wrestling.
Yeah,
it's daft.
It's very daft.
Sometimes it's daft. There have been far worse things in wrestling than this, I think. David Arquette,
please
World
don't say
heavyweight champion.
Right, okay. I thought you were going to go with something
much
darker. No. So, well done to Braun. Obviously, that's his first major title, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah,
I think it is. Well, obviously, tweet us if we got it wrong there. At Proper Sport, let us know. And thank you for listening to the podcast.
We talk about the charisma of Braun Strowman, his personality, and the thing that shone through in the WrestleMania card. And when talking about Roman Reigns, as we did earlier, he does not connect with the audience in the way they want him to. But the man who does is Daniel Bryan. And he did not look like he had been away from the ring for 3 years. And he came back and won.
Clean.
And Shane beating Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. I think the disappointing thing was the bit with Shane went on far too long.
Yes.
And yes. And I don't know if it's the right result.
I don't either.
I mean, obviously, they're going to go to Raw.
Yeah.
Unless they're going to Impact, which I don't think they are.
No.
They're going to replace Alberto Del Rio.
Well, imagine if they went, because, you know, lots of people coming up from NXT.
Well, they're going to go to NXT.
Who knows? I doubt it, but I think it'll be Raw. But I was shocked a little bit that it was such a sort of clean victory.
Yeah.
By the way, you owe me a Kit Kat.
Oh, do I?
Because you said on last week's episode,
Shane McMahon had turned heel.
Yeah. And then we said, should we have a Kit Kat on it?
Yeah.
We're not sponsored by Kit Kat.
I'll go to the shop and get you one.
Thanks, man.
In a bit. Do you want a Kit Kat Chunky or normal Kit Kat?
Peanut butter.
Do they have them at that shop?
I've no idea.
Oh, look. So you could see Daniel Bryan back. Interesting to see where they go. And you would.
He's got to be not the GM anymore.
No. Well, he can't be, can he? So that opens up a new position for someone to come in. Possibly Jeff Jarrett. I don't know. They seem to be a lot of Jeff Jarrett on the WWE social media this week in the build-up to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but
so
that's because he's not been on anything, really.
But there was more of him than any of the other people being inducted, like the Dudley Boys or Goldberg.
I expected that, though, to be fair.
So but he can talk. He can be a GM.
He's more I think he was more clickbaity than...
Yeah.
You're more tempted to click on a Jeff Jarrett thing because of his past and the TNA thing and everything like that than you are of a Dudley Boys.
Well, we'll see what happens, won't we?
So, Dee Bry, I'm looking forward to hopefully his fantastic summer feud with Shinsuke Nakamura.
We'll find out, won't we?
From there, let's go into the other women's match, which was Nia Jax defeating Alexa Bliss.
Was what it was.
Yeah.
Probably could have been a bit shorter. It's interesting, isn't it? Because a lot of people are very upset about the story behind the match, in so much as it's a bit of body shaming of Nia Jax by Alexa Bliss and Mickie James, which is the irony, as we mentioned before, of the Piggy James storyline in the past.
Yeah.
Would they do the same storyline with blokes? I think the answer to that is, of course, probably not.
Well, they kind of have.
With?
Kevin Owens.
Yeah, but they've never explicitly said...
They do on commentary.
Yeah.
They have.
But I don't think in the same way...
Oh, definitely not. No, no.
Him being a fat bloke is not made out to be as bad a thing
A
as
defining
fats.
Trait.
Yeah.
Yeah,
whereas,
I get you.
Whereas if you noticed in the ring introductions for this match, they mentioned Nia Jax's weight.
And they didn't for Alexa.
And they didn't for Alexa. And I'm not sure Nia's weight was spot on, to be honest.
Unnecessary.
But... It just seemed an odd thing to do.
Yeah.
But Nia won. I think people are behind her, which is interesting. And we said about Roman Reigns walking up the ramp and not getting the reaction. When Nia did that on Raw. It was the Asuka match, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There were people cheering her as she walked back up the ramp. And she's the champion. Be interesting to see where they go with that. You expect a rematch at some point.
I'm kind of hopeful she holds on to it for a wee bit. The unstoppable sort of...
The monster babyface
yeah.
character is always an interesting one because...
It's weird because we've got a female harder. And a male version of that.
Yeah, it's always harder with the monster babyface than the monster heel because the monster heel can squash everyone. The monster babyface has to have some kind of flaw. But Nia's, she is what she is. Alexa's, one of the best heels, if you will, in WWE.
Yeah.
She is... brilliant in her role. I'm sure there'll be more. Maybe she'll go to SmackDown.
No.
But I wouldn't, because obviously Raw's the
premier show. Yeah.
It's not the big show.
It's the premier show.
Yeah, even if they don't say it is. So it was all right, wasn't it? It was what you'd expect.
It was what you kind of expected, but I think it was... I thought I was a bit thinking that maybe Alexa was going to win, so yeah. It was nice to see that Nia did win, and it's a nice moment for her. It's the nice sort of conclusion of a story that has been kind of interwoven since Alexa came over from Raw, and that is a year ago, so fair play.
It was no better or worse than... what it could have been. It was what it was. So, congratulations, Nia Jax. She's
well champion. Done.
Got to celebrate with The Rock's mum.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Rock wasn't there.
Yeah.
Well, they're all related, isn't it? She's going to celebrate with the Usos as well, who were not celebrating because they lost the SmackDown World Tag Team Championship.
You were right. You did say
the
Bludgeons.
The Mallet Boys. Big hammer people.
Yeah.
The Bludgeons. Short match. Buffer.
Just disappointed that the Usos and the New Day didn't get their WrestleMania match that they kind of...
I think it was put in the position after the Angle Rousey thing.
This is the only place
to put it in, really.
Yeah, but this is where I think the matches, or the card, sorry, is just getting a bit too bloated.
Yeah, there's too much stuff on.
There's far too much stuff. So obviously, well done to the Bludgeon Brothers. Jinder winning, of course.
Yeah.
A bit of a shock. I thought Rusev, for a brief moment, I thought Rusev was going to win it.
Especially because, yet again... it's another character the fans are behind, but WWE aren't quite willing to push the button on him.
And I don't understand why. No. But at the end of the day, I think it comes down to the one man.
Oh, Vince.
And there he is. He doesn't want to do it. Rusev
certainly changed shape, hasn't he? He's trimmer than he used to be.
He was always very trim.
But he used to be a bit bigger.
I don't know, maybe. He looks great, though.
Aiden's awesome.
Who cut his hair.
Yeah.
Cut his hair, but from the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal... had his long hair, and cut it.
Randy Orton and Bobby Roode were there.
Yeah, I felt sorry for Bobby. And then Jinder obviously winning, and obviously it could be worse. It could be the WWE title.
Yeah. And then Seth Rollins became Grand Slam Rollins by beating The Miz and Finn Balor, who had his supporters with him on the ramp. And Seth is now the Intercontinental Champion.
Great match as well. I thought it was actually really good.
The Miz, he's not the world's greatest wrestler, but if you put him in the ring with people who know what they're doing, he can be carried to a great match. And it was a great opener. It was a good opener. It was a perfect opening match.
I'd say
on
great.
The card.
I'd say great opener.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, fair
I enough. Thought honestly, overall, all three of them did sublime. Any one of them could have walked away with that title, and we'd have gone fair enough. Yeah. Good on them. Not as much the case with the United States title, but well done, Seth. His eyes were fantastic and weird.
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah. All the entrances were great. The entire production was really good, apart from the occasional weird camera cut. And that's the main card.
Yeah, pre-show, Cedric Alexander, new Cruiserweight champion.
Good match. Great match, actually. Surprised that so many people were sat down for it, and that was a positive
boost.
Well,
that's the thing is, we watched from the start of the pre-show, didn't we? And it was a shock to see so many people sat behind Renee and her panel. Matt Hardy won the men's battle royal, which obviously the smart money came in for that one because he was odds on favourite on Sunday afternoon.
It was so stupid, though, the way that they did it.
It was just odd, wasn't it? But he won because Bray Wyatt appeared. And they're mates now.
They're best mates. They're the broken... It's broken... Broken Bray.
Broken Bray.
There we go.
So they're probably going to be a tag team for a bit.
Until Jeff comes back.
Yeah.
Or
but
if he does.
We haven't had face Bray Wyatt, have we?
No.
No, so that freshens him up a bit.
We came close, I think, once.
Baron Corbin came second in that. Neil became the first man to win back-to-back Andre the Giant Battle Royal Memorial Battle Royal trophies.
And then we came to the history-making history of the Battle Royal WrestleMania Women's
Battle
Royal.
There's never been a Battle Royal at WrestleMania before, apart from the other one that they don't talk about, because that was before the Women's Revolution.
three major things from this for me. Yeah. One, the NXT women.
Yes.
Very good at the moment.
Some were good and some were not good.
No, their moment. That was good. Oh, but some were very good. And the iconic duo, I really do hope they get a main card pushed sometime soon.
Only Peyton was in.
I know, but I'd like them to get a main card pushed soon. So the NXT, that's point one. Point two, Sasha and Bayley, of course. It came down to them two. Yeah. And point three, where the hell did Naomi come from?
Because they went to a commercial break.
They did.
They came back and she was on the floor with Becky, wasn't she?
Yeah.
So it looked like she'd been eliminated, but she hadn't been eliminated.
Poor, poor, poor from them.
But the thing is as well, they'd set up the perfect ending in Bayley dumping out Sasha. So I don't understand why they bothered complicating it, because I don't see why Naomi needed to win.
She gains nothing from it. And she had her moment last year. Maybe I'm being a bit too pedantic, but I think Bayley needed it more than anyone to rebuild her bloody character.
Yeah. We need heel Bayley. She needs to join Absolution.
And we thought for a second we were going to get it.
Yeah, but the fans cheered, which is quite funny.
Yeah.
So that was SmackDown.
But that's sure it's going to set up the Bayley-Sasha feud for the next couple of months. Yeah.
That was WrestleMania.
Overall.
34.
Right, so we have a
Jim
two thumbs
on it as well.
Sorry?
Jim Ross and Jerry did the commentary on the...
Very briefly, yeah. Corey Graves, I thought... You know, I kept on saying, I think we're getting a bit too much Corey, but that's because he's on SmackDown and Raw. That's WWE's fault.
Yeah.
They're a bit... the production, again, the editing package, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Great to see Pyro back. But it's probably one of the reasons that people are going to be future-endeavoured very soon. too many... voices, I think, a little bit, like lots of voices. Do we need Tom Phillips? Do we need everyone, basically? Could we not have just had Michael Cole, Tom Phillips, and Corey? That's it.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Why did we need everyone?
Because we do.
I just thought it was a bit bloated. Beth and Paige coming in for the Women's Battle Royale. And...
Hello, I'm Paige. She says on that
video. No, she goes... Paige here. That's what she says. It was very
strange accent,
very weird. But I'm a bit worried about Paige. I hope she's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be fine.
Overall, Richard, right? So what we do here at Proper Sport does WWE. Yeah. You are listening to the podcast. Thanks for downloading it or listening. We get two thumbs up to review and rate this or any other show.
Yeah.
So on the two thumbs up scale, Richard, where does it rank for you?
One. Two One's... for the first half of the programme, and then the second half knocks it down.
I'm at 1.5 thumb up because overall I really enjoyed it when it was really good.
Yeah.
And also I'm trying to be a bit more positive. Yeah. Very good. Are you trying to find the page here?
I'm trying to find the page thing.
You're not going to be able to find it, mate.
No.
Anyway, we need to move on.
To thing.
NXT TakeOver.
Yes, which you've watched, I haven't. So I haven't had time.
Richard, it's the best show of wrestling I've ever watched.
Ever?
On telly, yeah.
Okay.
It was just
what makes
sublime.
You say that?
Top to bottom,
yeah.
From the moment it started with the band playing the music to the final moment with Johnny Gargano,
yeah,
with his hands raised.
Johnny Wrestling. Spoiler alert.
Every minute I enjoyed.
Okay.
Just thoroughly enjoyed it.
Down the card, opening match, Adam Cole became the inaugural NXT North American Champion, because there aren't enough belts.
I can understand why NXT is getting bigger and bigger, so they do maybe need another title. And it also helps people like Adam Cole, who maybe aren't ready for the NXT title yet, have that title. It's essentially like the second tier title, isn't it, of NXT. So the match was, I'm going to swear, fecking brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely superb. One of the best ladder matches I've ever seen, ever. Velveteen Dream with a huge, huge dive. You had Lars Sullivan putting people through ladders. Yeah. Cole and EC3 teaming up was something that I didn't think I wanted, but I absolutely loved. Ricochet on a falling ladder that's going backwards.
Cole Ricochet as well, which is an important thing.
Flipped Dinner Moonsault out of the ring. Mm. Absolutely brilliant. Killian Dane, of course, looking fantastic. Beast from Belfast, who got his own music, I noticed. So maybe he's going solo at some point. It was brilliant. And we keep saying, TakeOver, they keep killing it. Mm. They've not had a bad one yet. How do they do it? It's because it's booked completely different because it's a wrestling show.
Yeah.
So Adam Cole winning the title. That I said if he wins it, that'd be great. I think he'll carry the title really well. But if anyone else had won it, I think they'd have done really well. Apart from maybe EC3 and Ricochet because they're so brand new.
Yeah.
But right call, of course, Undisputed Era now got all the gold because coming to the tag titles, what a swerve. Roderick Strong coming out of nowhere, costing Pete Dunne.
Yes.
And now AOP could maybe go to the main card. It was a pretty... That was actually, I'd say, the... and this is a bad... Because it was a really good match. The worst match of the night. The tag title, in my opinion. So well done to the Undisputed Era. Cole's face when Roderick takes the band. He just knows it, and Kyle O'Reilly sold it so well as if he didn't know. It was really, really sick. Shayna Baszler, the crowning of her. And
yes.
Ember Moon... having like a Stone Cold moment of getting knocked out unconscious.
Yeah.
The slow zoom into Ember's face as she played out, obviously fading out. That's fantastic production. More of that, WWE. So we're going to see about Baszler, how she is with the women's title. Maybe she's the new Oscar in terms of, like, you know, being the badass.
Yeah, possibly.
We'll see. Alistair Black
without
versus...
undefeated, oh, sir, she already lost.
Yeah. Yeah. But unless she goes on a big undefeated streak now, yeah. We'll see. Aleister Black defeating Andre Sean Almas. Zelina Vega is the best manager in WWE at the moment.
Yeah.
She's superb. She did a Hurricanrana that is just one of the best. And Black obviously winning the title. You saw his big cheesy grin for the first time. Just two great workers. And I said that Almas needs more matches like this. And when he delivered like that, that's just brilliant. Well done, the boys. And finally... You want to talk about emotion, storytelling, a main event. Johnny Gargano finally getting his moment over Tommaso Ciampa. It was a true, true babyface versus a white hot heel. And it was just absolutely brilliant.
Do you think he'll be fighting for the challenger for the title soon then?
Maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if NXT or WWE maybe even went, well, now that they're back both in WWE, they can have a sanctioned match or for the title or something like that. But we'll see. Gargano, you just want to cheer for him. We don't have enough of that natural baby faces in WWE. And when you get it right, you're so happy, aren't you? It's like the moment you talked about at WrestleMania 30 when Daniel Bryan finally got the big one. And it was just there. It was brilliant. And he didn't want it even for a title. Want even for a title.
It was for his career.
I know.
Although, you know,
top to bottom, Richard. Yeah. It's a must watch.
Yeah.
End of the story. On the 2 thumbs up scale, it gets 2 big thumbs up.
When is Carmella ever going to cash in this bloody briefcase?
I'm really glad that, I mean, we're talking about NXT TakeOver. Are you good with that?
Well, no, I'm just trying to find something. But well, I've not watched it yet, so I've got nothing to add. But she's never going to cash in this blooming briefcase. Maybe she'll forget. She'll run out of days. She won't realise and she'll run out of days and they'll take it off her.
I think it's better that she cashes in on Charlotte, though.
Yeah. But again, if she's going to beat Charlotte for the title, I'd be fine if Asuka beat her.
Mm.
Hall of Fame, we don't really need to talk about it. I've not watched it again. I watched clips of it. But...
It was so long.
Well, that's the thing. It just goes on forever.
Look at everything that happened this weekend. So 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Well, 5.5 of Hall of Fame. A 4-hour programme of TakeOver. And then a 7-hour programme for WrestleMania. Tonight, 3-hour Raw. Following day, 2-hour SmackDown. 205 Live. There's a lot. I understand it's WrestleMania weekend and week, and we enjoy it, but it's very long. Very, very long.
Well, I just remembered something from WrestleMania we didn't mention. Those 3D graphics they put on some of the entrances.
Some of them were not good.
No. What was that all about?
And why did New Day have pancake midgets? What was that about? Who thought, oh, this'll be a good idea? Yeah. Unreal. But overall, great time to be a wrestling fan. Yeah. Darren of the Big Sports Breakfast, I'm going to call him out. He's like, oh...
Are you challenging him to a fight? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'll tell you what. This is what he said. I'll find it for you.
Oh, right, hang on. I'm still trying to find Paige's video, because I think we need to bring people Paige Zane. Hello, I'm Paige.
Reggie, can you put me this microphone way up?
Yeah, that's it for sport, isn't it?
Yeah, unless
there
you
isn't.
Unless you're counting wrestling.
Commonwealth Games. No, that's not sport. That is. It's literally not sport. What is it? WrestleMania or something?
It was WrestleMania at the weekend, Monday Night Raw it'll be now. I mean, I'm not a wrestling fan, but I sit next to Tom McGuire in the office, who is a big wrestling fan, so now I'm starting to realise that Raw's on every Monday.
Okay. So, Men in Pants tonight,
yes.
And it's not Babe Station. it's WWE, and I'm sure they'll do a review podcast, Rich and Tom, at some point.
Yeah, I think
of WrestleMania. If you are interested in that, it will be available a little bit later on. Also available, a life.
Just... It's a bit harsh, isn't it? A bit harsh.
It's very harsh. Now, the reason I'm taking umbrage with this is because I said it. I finished the preview saying this. At the end of the day, and people let people enjoy things. And not only is he sort of saying, oh, you know, you could listen to the podcast or have a life. You can have both, because plenty of people enjoy wrestling. And yet when people talk about the Commonwealth Games, how many people are watching the Commonwealth Games in comparison to WWE or wrestling?
I don't know.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure it's not as much.
Are we going to war with the big sports breakfast?
I'm going to war with Darren right now, because I think it was bang out of order. People let people enjoy things, and that's something I want to learn a bit more myself. So, bit out of order, Darren, in my opinion. And I don't know.
He may never listen to this.
Right. Chances are he won't, because obviously he's not a WWE or wrestling fan. So whatever.
He might hit back at you now, and
I hope he does
do some other kind of I don't know thing. There's no. I can't find a video of Paige saying "Hello, I'm Paige."
But she doesn't say that. She says Paige here.
She goes,
Paige here. It's really weird.
Without going onto the network and going to find WrestleMania, which I'm not going to do because it'll take forever.
Fight forever.
Yeah. But I think that's it. I don't think that we need to do anything else this week, do we?
No. You have your match of the week, but I think...
Well, I think we're going to retire the match of the week thing, because we're going to start a new feature next week, which we haven't explained yet, but we will do.
Yeah.
Apart from that,
let us know what you think, of course, about anything in the world of WWE at the moment.
There's no real news. I don't think there's any
wrestling
news to talk about, is there?
No, not really.
Because all the news is finished now.
Yeah.
Wrestling's finished.
All right. Well, let's call it a day there, Rich.
Yeah, let's call it a day.
All right.
And next week, hopefully, we'll start the podcast with a Paige Shear clip, apart from the fact I'll forget and we won't have it.
Right, go get my Kit Kat.
I can't remember where it came in the show.
Go get my Kit Kat.
Well, I'll go get your Kit Kat.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Paige here. Paige here. Paige here. Paige here. Paige here.